But first, we're used to hearing about how much coaches earn at major colleges and universities, but there's often less attention given to what the leaders of those schools earn. According to a survey by the Chronicle of Higher Education, ASU President Michael Crow was the highest-paid public university president last year. His salary was just north of $1.5 million. Dan Bowman, a reporter for the Chronicle, along with Brian O'Leary, looked at data on more than 1,200 chief executives at more than 600 private colleges from 2008 to 14, and nearly 250 public universities and systems from 2010 to 2016. And Bowman joins me now. Dan, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, great to be here.
So what should we make of the fact that ASU President Michael Crow is the highest paid public university president? Like, what does that mean exactly?
So the Chronicle looks at 220 colleges and public university systems and analyzes the pay for the individuals who lead those systems. And so based off that, the responses we get from those universities, we found that Mr. Crow was earning the highest in the nation in terms of public college president. What the university tells us, that what really drove Mr. Crow's pay was a $550,000 retention bonus from the ASU Foundation.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because it seems like there are some folks who are concerned about private foundations using their money for president's pay or officials' pay, as opposed to things like scholarships and other kinds of things. Is this something that is happening at other universities around the country?
Increasingly so. You see in Texas, which had a large concentration of millionaire public college presidents, Mr. McRaven there, who leads the University of Texas system, all of his pay comes from donor-supported funds. And you see in California, the Board of Trustees at the California State System eliminated the ability of foundation affiliated with the schools to draw from those foundations to support the pay of the chief executives there.
Are there complications as far as comparing the president of a single university, like Michael Crow at ASU, with those of university systems, like in California or Texas?
Right. And so we try to limit that comparison by specifically pointing out this person's assistant president, this person's a campus president. At the same time, they're all supported by the taxpayers and all go on to lead public higher education institutions. And so we don't want to eliminate system presidents or not cover campus presidents because both play an important role in the public higher education sector.
One of the members of the Arizona Board of Regents, which oversees the public university system, said about Michael Crow and his place in your rankings, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, you can't pay Dr. Crow enough." What are you seeing as far as trends in terms of what university presidents are getting paid and sort of how that compares to what maybe others at the university are getting paid?
Right. So you see this is a continuing trend for not just public college presidents, but private college presidents as well, is increased towards greater pay. The increase from last year was about 5%. The average college president across the country usually makes around $500,000. But largely, the college president is not the highest paid person at the university. That's typically an athletic coach.
Yeah, football coach or basketball coach. I'm wondering, given what we've seen in many states, including Arizona, as far as public support for universities going down, it seems a little surprising that the salaries of some of the leaders continue to go up.
Right, and well, that's why universities are turning to foundations to help supplement that pay because of the public scrutiny, because of legislatures either voicing frustration or actually passing laws to restrict pay. Universities are now, and boards of trustees are now turning to foundations to help stay competitive with their salaries and supplement whatever they get from the state, if anything at all.
Dan Bowman is a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. We're talking about his analysis of university president salaries. Dan, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, absolutely.